George Bernard Shaw once wrote that imitation is not just the sincerest form of flattery, it's the sincerest form of learning. If you've spent any time around a baby, you know how they love mirroring facial expressions and noises and even movements. Even while still in utero, by week 24, babies have been shown to turn their heads in response to voices and sounds. So they are born ready to mimic, copy, and emulate all they see and hear. This can be quite frightening for a parent, knowing that their child arrives searching for things to imitate. But as an adult, do you ever find yourself doing the same thing? Do you ever find yourself imitating the world? Well, this meditation from 3 John 11 is a reflection on imitation. We are learning to distinguish between good and evil in order to imitate what is good, seeking divine guidance to follow the path of righteousness, for what is good is from God, walking in a manner worthy. So to begin, whether at first light or last light, or the moments in between, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine respite to encounter the good ways, a holy moment to encounter and imitate the good ways of the Holy Father, the virtues of the Son, and the upright leadings of the Holy Spirit. So for now, allow your breathing to become peaceful and your eyes to shutter closed. Just settle deeper into wherever you are and start to center now on this holy path. Continue on in this time of imitation by listening and joining in this responsive prayer from 1 Peter 3. As I lead us, respond, Lord God, lead me to imitate your ways. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous and the upright. So, Lord God, lead me to imitate your ways. The Lord's ears are attentive to the prayers of the righteous and eager to answer. So, Lord God, let me imitate your ways. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil. So, Lord God, let me imitate your ways. Let this time of stillness move you without effort into continued reflection. Just spend a few more moments now being mindful of the divine presence as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to encounter the good ways of God. What emotions began to rise to the surface? Did any feelings of shame or acts of evil keep you from following God? Well, take a moment to face those emotions. Let this be a time of reflection and confession. Be still now as you become filled with the truth that by God's grace he has taken your hand. You walk with God by his grace. You walk by faith with his Son. So take a moment to whisper that prayer. Lord God, let me imitate your ways. is not by our works and good deeds that we're saved. It is by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone. So recognize any effort on your part to walk your own path, and then surrender to the grace of God and His good ways. Your mind may wander as you try to release control to God. It's understandable, and certainly don't judge yourself for it. But rather, let that awareness be a reminder to return to the loving care of the Holy Father, who loves you, and the Holy Spirit who guides you. Just whisper now, Lord God, let me imitate your ways, a manner worthy of you. Let the words become your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths. In through your nose and hold for a moment until you finally slowly release it through your mouth. Just center on the gift of each breath you take. Acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit within each breath. And be aware of the good guiding presence of God within each breath. Even as you center on the good ways of God, you may still feel shame or guilt challenging you. Things you have done, maybe things you have left undone. Well, don't fight the thoughts, but rather remember those thoughts aren't of God, so allow them to drift by without effort as you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Lord God, lead me to imitate your ways. So for this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and walking the righteous ways of God. In this minute, surrender your path to the good way that God offers. Now encounter and know God even deeper as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Be satisfied here with His divine care as you listen to 3 John 11 from the New International Version. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Listen once more from God's holy word. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. What is still lingering in your mind from this reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the righteous ways of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from the Christian Standard Bible. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. Everyone speaks well of Demetrius, even the truth itself. And we also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. What did you hear or feel after listening? We'll spend a minute to allow any desire to follow evil to float on by. Give those thoughts no power, and replace them with an awareness of the true path offered only by God. So take this next minute to imitate his goodness. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once more now from the English Standard Version. Dear beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also now add our testimony. And you know that our testimony is true. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you want to hear from God now? Spend a minute in solitude, surrendering to the ways of God, imitating what is good, and discarding what is evil. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to this passage. Did you hear the name Demetrius? We don't know much about him, but he was commended by the early Christian church as one who upholds the truth of the gospel. And as such, he should be welcomed and cared for. It mentions Demetrius had a good testimony. The word testimony refers to evidence that supports a fact. So what is your testimony? What is the evidence in your life that you are walking the righteous path? In your imagination, for the next minute, walk the path and stand before the crossroad, the way of good and the way of evil. For this next minute, let imitation be your contemplation. Walk the good way of God. Imitate Christ and emulate the guidance of the Holy Spirit, a manner worthy. So choose well. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing. Just a soft, whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, lead me to imitate your ways. And be mindful too of those you meet along the path that may be trying to choose their path. Show mercy to them as well, as God uses you to show them his good way. And accept this closing benediction as a reminder to not imitate what is evil, but what is good. For anyone who does what is good is from God, and anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. So may you imitate the way of Christ, emulate the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and follow the right and good ways of God, a manner worthy. And Lord, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.